Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants.
We're talking John and Lance. They're in their underpants. They're in their underpants.
Yeah. All right, there's our opening. Never heard that one before. Welcome in, everybody. Monday morning. You got us for the next 3 hours here on ESPN.
Yeah, 90. Whether you like it or
whether
not,
you
too
like,
bad.
That's too bad.
Too bad.
I don't want to hear, oh, where are Jeremy and Joel? Bring them in. We don't want to hear it, okay? Because you got us for 3 hours. Sorry about that. And, man, oh, man, oh, man. Was there anything more maddening than that game last night? Holy crap. Oh, my gosh. Where do we even start? They are playing bad baseball. They are just playing bad baseball. The running mistakes. Corey Jolks, it's a bunt. Go back to third base. What are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what Sable at LSU is doing. I just saw so much bad base running yesterday.
You saw a lot of bad fielding, too. Jordan Thompson, the LSU shortstop, and then they moved him to second, and he throws it away. It was like, oh, my God.
I saw bad relief pitching yesterday.
Well, you shouldn't have seen bad relief pitching, though. What?
You know what I did see? I did see Jeremy Pena hit one deep. Yeah. I did see Jose Abreu
again.
Put it on. Exit velo was 110. He hit projected 417.
You know, that wouldn't have been out at Minute Maid.
Yeah.
It was on such a line, that would have hit the bullpen wall. That
he just doesn't get lift.
Yeah.
But no, he hit it hard, though.
Not like the lift the kid from Florida,
the grand
did.
Slam.
Did you see the grand slam?
I thought he was going to land just a pop fly to left field.
Did you see what ESPN said?
What?
Since they've been doing StatCast, it was the highest home run ever they've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it seemed like. I was like, that's a pop fly.
Higher than.
I just kept sailing.
Remember Kyle Tucker's in the playoffs? It was in right field. It was unbelievable.
It was a sky ball.
A sky ball. But this
but it
one.
Ended, it landed. No, it didn't land upper deck.
What, Kyle's? No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
This one just got over too. Anyway, we're getting all over the place. But the fact of the matter is that Dusty, oh my gosh. You've got a guy with a 1.15 ERA, you've got a guy with a 7.04 ERA, and you're putting in the guy with the 7.04 ERA.
He's talking Hector
in
Nerys,
the eighth inning.
And some of you thought Montero probably got fired from baseball. No, he's still in baseball. He is still in baseball, and he gets into games. And you think, well,
into games.
How about this? He got two outs. You know, first he just comes in three pitches, first strikeout, looking good. Second, second out, easy out. Third, he gets two strikes and hits somebody on the elbow, and then it goes to hell.
Yeah,
then it goes to hell.
Well, and his previous
Freeman beats him with gets a base hit, his 2,000th hit.
Well, yeah, and crushed it. And then Will Smith. I mean, what are you? Listen, there is no lead that's big enough for Montero right now.
No.
He against the Mets, a 3-run lead. He gives up two runs, and then Corey Jolks makes a diving play. He comes in here and he gives up three runs. He's making $34.5 million. How do you? You got to put him on the IL. You've got to say he's hurt in some way, shape, or form. You've got to get him underneath and throwing and finding some way to get back, because you've got 3 years of this. And you know what? Dusty's going to keep throwing him out. I see so many people. Dana Brown's got to take that toy away, just like Click took that that toy away in Miles Straw. You got to take his toy away because he's going to continue to go to him.
He wants the kid to overcome. I say, kid, he's 32 years old.
No,
he ain't. By the way, and we took, you know, I see people like this is a hindsight, but it wasn't hindsight.
No, we got the one guy that's been saying it was universally loved. No, it wasn't.
There was a lot more people.
You wanted to just lose him?
Okay. No, it was never about losing him. It was about don't give. The Astros never give three-year deals. This isn't even a closer. It was never an Astros deal. We talked about this after it happened. This is not a contract that Click or Jeff Leno would have ever made. But the question now is, Dusty, when are you going to alter the way that you utilize? And I understand, you know, Dusty went to Ryan Pressly and had his arm around him yesterday. And, you know, I think Dusty likes when veterans, because he sees himself as a veteran, you know, and when a guy struggles a little bit, he loves it when a guy gets back on track and you have faith in him. But at this point right now, he really is hurting this team with Rafael Montero. Because you know what you had to do? You had to go into your bullpen, go a little bit deeper with your bullpen. And if it wasn't, honestly, if it wasn't for a phenomenal defensive play by Dubon.
Oh, my God.
Altuve doesn't get to that one.
Right.
Dubon reaches out. He's shading.
Out.
He dives, snags the ball that should have. It's on the shortstop side of second base. Dives, grabs it, get up, makes a play, an extra inning. So there's a man now at third, and then Ryan Pressly gets out of it, and they end up winning the game. That one probably is
scored,
a base hit.
It would have been,
run
yeah,
scored,
right, right,
yeah, and yeah. Then you know you could be on the way to a loss,
but a loss there, yep.
Or certainly an extended game with more relievers used.
Listen, there were some guys that were great. Did wonderful things. And Abreu had two hits, and he had a homer, and Pena homered, which was nice because he hasn't been good this month at all.
At all.
So nice to see. Bregman is hitting the ball with authority still, which is great to see. You know, Corey Jolks had two hits. Corey Jolks ain't getting out of the lineup. Just for an FYI for everybody, Corey Jolks is not getting out of the lineup. There is no, Chaz will be sitting down. Mauricio Dubon will have to sit out. Although Altuve has a sore heel, which is why he was not available yesterday, which is why Dubon was playing second base. The only thing that Montero can do anymore is bunt. And, you know, he bunted home a run the other day against the Mets. He popped up and then he hit into a well.
When you said Montero, you mean Maldonado.
Did I say Montero? Yeah. I mean Maldonado. The only thing Maldonado can do now is bunt. And it's just so amazing. Why was he batting in extra innings with first and third? I mean, I've got so many people on my one guy. Well, it was a bunt situation. You don't know anything. First and third with no outs is a bunt situation? Is this the first time you watch baseball? That is not first and second and nobody out? Yes. Yeah, first base, nobody out? Yes. Second base, nobody out? Yes. First and third with nobody out, you have a big inning possibility. You bring up Yiner Diaz. Why in the world is a guy with a 540 OPS at the plate when you've got an 800 OPS sitting there? What is going on?
You got to play it.
What is Dusty? What is he bringing in Montero, leaving Maldonado in there? What is he doing?
Here's Montero's last three games: one inning, four hits, four earned runs. One inning, three hits, two earned runs. Two thirds of an inning, two hits, three earned runs. Those are his last three games.
What is he doing? What is Dusty doing? Is he sabotaging the season? Is he trying to listen? Dusty was great last year. Dusty did a great job. This was a dominant team. They came through every time for him. The bullpen has sucked. Listen, I don't know. He's probably going, I don't know what to do. Well, but Montero is not what you do. I understand they're not as good, but when Dusty was great last year, when things were smooth, when the team was hitting, when the team was pitching, when the starting pitching was great, when the bullpen was one of the greatest bullpens in postseason history. When you need a manager to actually help you win games, he's not the guy.
Do me a favor. Give me an idea of what you think Rafael Montero's batting average against is. Whatever you're going to say is too low.
342.
It's too low.
No.
357.
Oh, my gosh.
His whip is 186.
Oh, my gosh.
And his batting average, I've never seen this in my life.
No.
Three for a pitcher who doesn't have a tiny sample size.
What is his ERA now, 770-something?
His ERA is, it was 776, I believe.
776. That is, he gives up almost.
I'm sorry, no. His batting average, for the month of June, it's 357. This year, it's 336. So it's actually really good.
I mean, it's a Hall of Fame.
If you
hit 336, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, his ERA is 776. Now, in June, it's 1024 with a 357 batting.
1024.
Yeah, in June.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so November.
How is this possible? In May, it was 1210.
Where?
With a 366. Holy crap. In May, he had a 366 batting average against with a 1210 ERA, and he's improved in June. to 357 with a 1024. He's actually gotten better in June than in May.
Wow. This is so awful.
Do you remember this? In April, he had a 180 ERA with a 300 batting average against. Like, he can't get people out.
There's a reason. Listen, I when I was in Chicago, I told you the story before. Yeah. When they were playing the White Sox in the postseason, and they were having their meeting in the radio station before the shows, and I walk by, and he goes, "How you like Dusty? Huh? We can't stand him here. He was awful. When you don't have a great team, Dusty cannot manage it. He cannot outmanage the other. Now, can he put together? Last year's team was the best team in baseball. The smooth sailing, the great bullpen, the great starting pitching, the hitting that was great. Dusty was fine. I'm thrilled that Dusty got his ring. Dusty cannot manage a team that is trying to fight and claw for runs because he makes so many decisions that kill you. He almost destroyed the team yesterday. When you've got a 3-run lead in the eighth and you bring in a guy that can't get three outs, he can't get three outs.
And it's been season long. I just gave you the numbers. Like, this is 2 months of just horrific baseball. Honestly, and I think Dusty deserves so much credit for what he did last year. But what you said is right. When things aren't really, really good, because Dusty is, I think Dusty's great with most players in terms of being a player's manager. But when you've got when the mechanism of managing comes into play and you've got to make the moves, part of it right now for Dusty, the main thing is knowing who not, I hate to say it, but it's like knowing who not to go to.
Yeah.
You just have to, at some point you have to be smart about, I get what he's trying to do, but this is now a 2-month sample size of terrible pitching for Montero. I would argue that he's doing Montero damage. Like, this is now three straight games where he has been obliterated. At this point, mentally, he's got to be cooked. You can't do that. And as far as Montero is concerned, you're going to have to start pinch hitting for him with Diaz in those kind of situations. This is just not making any sense. Now, Dubon, outside of the Dusty stuff, Hunter Brown gives up a home run and third at bat of the game, the third pitch of the game. And I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. But Hunter Brown ended up being good yesterday. He had good stuff. He did
good.
A nice job.
Yeah.
The Astros jumped on Gonsolin and put two more up on the board to wipe out the 1-run lead for the Dodgers. They had the base running, as you mentioned, Jolks' mistake. But, the Astros, that was still a big – I know it's creepy because the Astros blew it again and we're left with kind of a bad taste in our mouth as Astros fans. However, that was a big win. You were about to get swept in a series. Frankly, you should have won 2 or 3. I mean, you should have won 2 or 3 in that game.
Why didn't
you outplay the Dodgers?
Why didn't he come out of the dugout when Stanek balked?
I don't know.
That was a big topic of conversation on Saturday night.
It's not like he was
happy. No, he just was. He put his arms out like this, looking at the umpire, like, what's that call? And instead of going out there, I mean, you got your pitcher that is arguing with the second base umpire. And then gets thrown out afterwards. I got to give big ups to Stanek for going and getting that last out, and then going after that umpire because he knew he had to get that last out as opposed to a guy bringing in a guy without any warm ups. I thought that was wonderful by Stanek. And oh, by the way, thank you for actually going out there and screaming down that guy. I don't know if it was a balk or wasn't a balk. I mean, somebody says, you know, I watched it over and over. And, you know, he looked like he stepped off. There was a little hesitation. That is in no way, shape, or form deceiving the runners when you're going backwards and trying to step. Well, that's the basis of the balk, is that you're trying to deceive runners and making a motion toward the plate. Mm-hmm. He made no motion toward the plate. Just a terrible, terrible call, especially in that game situation. He was stepping off the rubber. It was bad. But that Dusty didn't come out. That Dusty didn't back up his guy.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that he just stood there in the dugout. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I mean, Dusty's a player coach. He's a player's coach. I don't know that he doesn't. I don't know what he thinks of Stanek. I don't know what he thinks of McCormick. It is funny. We got a break. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. It is funny what he said about, or what Chandler wrote about.
I think he's on the Chandler Rome made it sound like he's on the record as not being a fan of
McCormick. He's not a fan of.
I think Stanek. It's not the same.
I don't know. Honestly, he didn't use Stanek at all last postseason.
I trust. Yeah, but it worked.
Yeah, right. It worked. Oh,
so
absolutely.
I can't say anything about not bringing in Stanek. I think the guys who came in were phenomenal. They were the most dominant of all time.
Yeah.
In a postseason.
All right. We're going to take a break. If you want to get in here, if you've got thoughts about last night's game or the whole weekend, as a matter of fact, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. I'm talking right now about the best, the biggest, and the best by volume. And that's Houston Powder Coaters. 20 years of business experience. And it's not only, it's all kinds of different stuff. If you've got a wrought iron bed, you've got any kind of metal that you really, really like, it's starting to rust out. It's bound to rust out. Something is going to happen. You want it to look like new. You want it to look like your grandmother's or your great-grandmother's, because it's been passed down throughout the generations, and you want it to stay nice. If you just let it go and rust out, it is going to rust out, by the way, and it is not going to be as nice. It's not going to last. So you got to powder coat it. You've got to make it look great. You want it to look like new. Just go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com and see for yourself. Free pickup and delivery of whatever it is, and they're going to make it look great. Over 100 colors in stock to choose from. You got patio furniture that you want to keep, and if you've priced patio furniture, you want to keep it because it's expensive. If you're looking for the best way, any kind of metal that you want it to look great, Houston Powder Coaters, the operation is unbelievable. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Dark meat, Spencer. Dark meat. 713-780-3776 is the number. I know you've got thoughts on this. I got into it with a bunch of people on Twitter.
Why are you fighting Twitter
again? I'm not fighting Twitter. It's just the some of the comments. Oh, you got into it too.
I just put some
facts. But the guy
up.
Who said, it was universally loved, the Montero signing.
I just stated facts.
It was not universally loved. As a matter of fact, get Sam to go back, find November 13th, our radio show. What we said, November 12th it came out, November 13th we commented on the Rafael Montero signing.
All I got to do is Google sports map videos, because we had a whole video on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll find that.
Okay. And we will play what we thought of the Rafael Montero. Oh, it was universally. No, it was not universally loved. First of all, it was way too much money for a guy who's not a closer. Secondly, of all of the I would have paid. Now, I would have paid Brian Abreu. I would have done a deal like Bregman and Yordan and Altuve before he comes up for arbitration. I want to lock him up because he is going to be dominant. Brian Abreu has been disappointing in that manner.
Oh,
Brian
man.
Abreu took a step back this year.
He has very quietly been very disappointing.
He's not good.
It's not even quietly. It's just Brian Abreu has been really disappointing for a guy that people envision taking over as a closer. You know, but this is something that we talked about before the season. I never felt bad about the starters, but with bullpens, you almost have to throw out what happened the year before, because bullpen pitchers are guys typically, a lot of times, almost all of them are former starters who don't make it. And so when they're really good, that's great. But bullpen pitchers, if you look historically, other than closers and sometimes some setup men, bullpen pitchers are up and down. They're sporadic pitchers by nature. They're typically not great for 3 years in a row. That's why the Montero deal was such a questionable deal, because A, the Astros typically would let a Montero go and go find another pitcher like a Montero who had previously been DFA'd by another team.
And oh, by the way, last year Montero was the outlier.
Yeah.
He was not, he has not been that guy. And you gave him 34 of all the guys in the bullpen, Montero. And this is not, you know, money moaning quarterbacking. This we said it when it came out. This signing was so un-Astro-like. And now look how it's biting you in the ass. It is what okay. I'm giving it to you again. 713-780-3776. I see a lot of people send him to Sugarland. He's a veteran. You can't send him.
He has no option.
You can't DFA him. You can't designate him for assignment. You can designate him for assignment.
Could,
you can't demote him. You can't send him to the minors.
Jim Crane would be so pissed about having to pay off that contract. He'll be paying Montero for 2 more years.
Yeah, at 11 plus a year.
Of course, you could DFA, and then he ends up back on your team.
Right. He could go. And you know what? If nobody signs him, which nobody's going to sign him, I mean, you waive him and nobody is going to sign him, and you could end up, he could end up back. I just don't know. I don't have any idea what you do with this. You got to take it away from Dusty, because Dusty's going to use it again. How do you bring a guy in when you have to have a win on the road, as poorly as you've been playing, as the division continues to just slip away from you? I know it's a 162 game season, and you got to. There's no sound from last night, huh? There's no sound. See, and I read the Chronicle today. I was looking for quotes. Not one quote in there. We scoured the internet looking for some Dusty sound after last night's game. Nothing, because they had to hit the road afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was a night game. It's a getaway game because of ESPN. I guess that's why there was no sound. I guess that's why there's no quotes. But holy crap. You want to talk about you got something. You got some splaining to do, Mister Dusty Baker and Corey Jolks and Jake Myers. It's a ball that Jake Myers is on second base. It's a ball that's going out to the outfield, and he's holding up at second base. And it turns out, well, afterwards, here's a double play that ends the inning.
My dad calls me, and my dad is just such a not a.
He hates Jake Myers.
He hates Jake
so Myers. He's not alone. I got a buddy that every time Jake makes a mistake or Jake strikes
out. And he's
out.
Like, he called and I knew it was about Jake Myers. And he goes, I just think he really is dumb. He goes, I just think he's a dumb person.
That's ugly.
All right. I'll see you later, Lancey. Bye. He just called to say he thinks Jake Myers is dumb.
He is just
an anti-Jake Myers guy.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
He said, and I'm starting to think Pena's dumb. And not today, but the other day he hit them like, not JP. We're not already putting him in that category. That's the World Series MVP. We're not doing that, Dad.
Yeah, for those of you who missed it, Jake Myers he held up on a ball that was clearly going to be a base hit and then only got to third base and didn't score. And that would have made the fifth run. That was in, what, the top of the eighth, seventh or eighth. And it would have put, even with Montero on the mound, might have put it out of reach, because once Montero gave up the 2-run homer to Will Smith, you could have pulled him and still had a 1-run lead. But that was just unbelievable. Corey Jolks, the bunt goes down and they throw to first base. Corey Jolks, go back to third.
Yeah.
What is Gary Pettis doing in that situation? Why is Gary Pettis not going, get back?
Yeah, but what about Pettis whenever he sent and the broadcast went crazy over Pettis? Dubon was ready to pull up, and Pettis was like, no, we ain't pulling up.
Go.
He must have had a good read on the arm, because he really did a great job of
and that was, with nobody out. If he gets thrown out of the plate, Pettis is going to hear it.
Yeah, wasn't even close.
No, that was with nobody out, and you can't do that. Anyway, just so many blunders this team is making, so un-Astro-like this team is. It just really is. Maybe it's because of the injuries. I don't know. It's good to see what we learned this weekend. Jordan is hitting in the cage. Michael Brantley is hitting in the cage. That is awfully nice. Urquidy is throwing. You got a heel now for Altuve. Altuve might be starting to get old and starting to get some stuff now. And I think we're just going to have to realize that it's not like an old dog where we're going to have to put him down. But, you know.
But once these things pop up when you get old or you get older in your career, it doesn't typically get better.
No,
going to be nagging this, nagging that.
And quite frankly, I don't know why, but I'm just nuts. So on Wednesday, Mauricio Dubon plays first base and has two doubles. Then on Friday, after a day off, on Friday he plays first base and he homers. Then on Saturday, he's on the bench. I just don't understand what's going on.
Dubon.
Then he saves the game yesterday.
Dubon literally is, he is now officially Eled Macias, who's healthy, but
I think he's a better version of Diaz.
He's a better defender.
Yeah, yeah.
When Diaz didn't hit, is like he didn't have much value. Like he was okay defensively, but Dubon is good defensively. Yeah. Dubon has range at second or center field. Like Dubon is, I can't believe Mauricio Dubon, a Frenchman of all people, a Venezuelan Frenchman, is really putting together a really terrific season.
Well, if truth be told, if Altuve hadn't come back, he'd be an all-star second baseman.
Yeah.
He'd be an all-star second baseman. He really would.
No, he would have to be. And he's a guy that, you know, you may look. I mean, I don't want Altuve to go anywhere, but you certainly look at Dubon and you think, well, he can definitely hold down the fort if need be for, you know, you're going to be a little more sporadic as a hitter. But when he's on, I mean, he's got some pop, too. Had a home run over the weekend again. Dubon's been a really, really great find for the Astros. Really great find.
That's James Clark, man.
Yeah, I never could have assumed Dubon would turn into this type of utility player with this type of value.
You know, I'm so pro Luno. Bill Luno put this whole run together. He put together the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. He put the system and development system and all the analytics and he put into it. Obviously, the toxic situation, all of that stuff. But this is Jeff Luno's creation. But Click is now more and more. Click, that bullpen, Mauricio Dubon, okay, he has his fingerprints on this thing, and he just got kicked to the curb. He just wasn't liked because I don't know what Jim Crane didn't like about him, but Jim Crane just simply didn't like him and didn't want him there. And we're paying the price for it with the Montero signing, with the Abreu signing, with the – And hopefully Abreu is going to come through, and hopefully he has been started to come through. This month, Abreu's been much, much better.
Much better.
Yeah,
much, much better. You can certainly live with this version of Abreu the month of June if he can do this.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, he's showing some pop. Like, he's projecting for double-digit home runs now.
Yeah.
Which shows you. I mean, this month has been a much better month. He's at, what, five now?
Five now. Yep.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take that all day.
I'll take five.
All right, 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I have one that I've already got mine.
All right.
So you got to figure yours out, and that's going to be in 15 minutes right here on
Somebody
ESPN.
Tried to kill me this weekend.
97.5? Really?
Yep.
Ooh, when we come back, I want to know who and why it didn't happen.
No, I got to. Well. Yeah, I'll fold it into what I learned this weekend.
Okay. Oh, okay. That'll be one. So you got to stick around. And, oh, by the way, you're going to have to get in. 713-780-3776. And could Nicole sue him with John Daspit?
No, I don't think she could sue, although I was injured. This place tried to kill me. I don't know if they tried to kill me, but they almost killed me, and I was injured. So I could call John Daspit about this because once he dug deeper, he might find that I might take some responsibility for this. And so he may say, we can't take your case. But that's the thing. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm will hear all the elements of your case. If you've been seriously injured, they will take a look at it. And if you've been hurt because of someone else's negligence and you're seriously injured, well, John Daspit wants to fight for you because what's going to happen is there's going to be a company out there that is going to offer you a quote-unquote settlement. And what you're going to find is a lot of times in these settlements, they really are not going to take it, you know, they're really not going to take into consideration any physical therapy, time missed from work. There's certain elements, your lifelong pain and suffering. Like I said, if you have serious injury, a lot of times there's something that won't go away from an injury standpoint. It may get better, but it will not go away, and that's where John Dasper will step in. On those kind of cases, he's extraordinary, and that's why he is the biggest here in the city of Houston. 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number. It's easy to remember. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break, is there a bidet repairman on site?
Now back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least eight states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So this just came down. It is from the Athletic and Chandler Rome. 7 days ago, Baker broke his preferred script. He sent a broken reliever into the belly of the beast. Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Tommy Pham loomed in the sixth inning of a game. Houston led by three. Montero came in and gave it up. He's been struggling. I know it. You know it. Everyone knows it, Baker said after the game. You have to take your shot in the sixth when you got four innings to do whatever mishaps that happen versus the seventh or the eighth. You take your shot at some point in time. Wow. Even Dusty realizes it.
It's an admission.
It's and you can't use him in the eighth, he said, because there's not enough time to make up for his mishap. I've already reevaluated, Baker said, according to the Houston Chronicle. The thing about it is, when am I supposed to use him? If not, you use up everybody else. Oh, my gosh. You are killing the baseball team when you just go, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to throw him out there.
Yeah, but you throw him out there, like, and what Dusty's talking about is, okay, long relief in the fifth. Or you throw him out there in a big lead, or you're losing big. Or, but it's his priority, like, he's on the shelf too high. Like, he's too early in that pecking order. Doesn't he understand that you lower him in the pecking order? Even if it means Seth Martinez is, you know, higher up in the pecking order. He hasn't been great either, but... You've got to really. He's going to have to start pitching around Montero. He's going to have to start managing around Montero.
Well, the only time, I mean, look at my goodness. Thank God for Seth Martinez. Now he comes in all the time and he has to clean up all these messes. When you use up your whole pen, he's got to pitch four innings and extra innings, which he did, and he did well. They kept on coming back, and Martinez had to stay out there. But if not for Seth Martinez yesterday, you probably lose that game. Mm-hmm. He got a nice job by Seth Martinez cleaning up a mess, coming in there and getting the job done. Here's Dusty a little bit later in this Chandler Rome article. We've done everything. We've gone to the video room. I'm telling you, he was throwing the ball great. You can't keep somebody loose all the time or else you'll burn those guys out in an emergency. And it happened so quickly. He's talking about last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't, Dusty, you can't do, you can't. Well, what am I supposed to do? When am I supposed to use him? Don't use him. Don't.
Yeah. Bring what him do you in. Want me to do? I got, when am I supposed to, huh? I got to put him out there. No, I mean, yes, and at long extra innings.
Well, you're going to have to bring in.
He's an extra innings maker. You don't, like, eventually, yeah, I get it.
There's no lead big enough for Montero
but
right
I
now.
We saw this with AJ eventually would have to go to Giles in the, you know, in the postseason, or eventually had to go to a bad bullpen. And he ran out of, like,
yeah.
Everyone was Montero in the bullpen for AJ in 2017. And he eventually, you just had to start realizing this isn't on AJ. He has nobody to go to. But that's not the same with Montero. You do have other guys you can go to, even though Abreu's not been very good this year, even though Seth Martinez has been up and down, even though you've had issues, you know, and there for a little bit, Ryan Pressly was pitching really poorly here recently. I get that, Dusty. That's no problem. But if you recognize that you need enough time to regroup and regather from Montero's poor pitching, then that means he can't get in, and you know, or bring him in when the shadows are much tougher to hit. Bring him in even earlier in a shadow game like yesterday, where the hitters were at a disadvantage. But yeah, it's I don't know how long we want to spend on just the same thing, but he does have to, like, Dusty is going to have to.
No, it's a major.
He's going to have to pitch around this terrible contract right now.
Yeah, I don't, for 3 years. How are you going to pitch around?
Well,
this
no,
for
you
years?
Want him to eventually get back, but right now, like, I'm not going to assume that Montero will always be terrible. But right now, I can't see. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. This is two straight months of really losing baseball. He will cost you. At some point, you're going to look and you're going to say, "We lost." By the end of the year, you may say we lost at least three games because of Montero. And that may seem like a small number, but it's typically not. At the end of the year, it typically is going
to
matter.
Well, the last two games, you were able to overcome him. He gave up two runs against the Mets, and you still won. He gave up three runs against the Dodgers, and you still won. And, you know, you were able to get through it. But you can't put your team – you can't – it's like this in football. You can't keep running that same guy out, that quarterback out there that's killing your team. You're going to lose the locker room. And – you know, you keep on running a guy out there that can't hold a three-run lead, you're going to lose your locker room. They're going to say, "Dust, what are you doing?" Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there isn't an IL for him. Put him on the IL, get him be underneath there, throw him in the cage, let him rest a little bit, let him throw a little bit. Let him get his head back together. Put him in there for a couple of weeks. Bring up a Mushinski or whatever thing you're going to bring up there. Mm-hmm. Anything right now is better than a Montero. Anything.
Yeah.
Would you rather have right now? Would you have brought Mushinski or Montero in yesterday?
I'll bring in a Mushinski.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Whatever. It's a, well, I know what it is.
Came right from Warsaw.
No, it's a, yeah, it's a Polish dessert.
Right, it's a
but it's a savory dessert.
It is.
Mushinski yeah, and they use honey instead of sugar. That's the Mushinski. I've had it before. It's not bad. It's a meat pie with honey.
Yeah, we've had some before. It was
man. Sam, it's not for me.
No,
it's better than the Montero.
It is better than the Montero.
It's causing ulcers.
You know what's really good is, and this segment is brought to you by the Barbie Queso from Damaris Barbecue. It's just stuff.
Don't talk about it. Be about
queso
it.
Queso on steroids. Melted cheese full of freshly chopped veggies. Finished with chopped brisket. You're going to thank me. Barber queso. I went to Damaris yesterday, as a matter of fact. We got the fajita salads. We got the Hoffy burger for JT's buddy. I mean, it was a big, big night last night. We had a big Damaris night last night. 703-780-3776 is the number. That was the only news shot. You watched a lot of golf yesterday.
I did.
How about that?
I did.
When you hang with Chris Solis, you got to watch golf, don't you?
I watched the Travelers.
Yeah.
It was a golf that is about gypsies, which we don't call them that. We call them Travelers now. And apparently this is sponsored by Travelers.
Insurance agency.
No, they're a lot of them are sometime Irish, the Travelers.
Yeah, no.
Is that not what it was about?
They were Romanian. That's not them. No.
I know that Keegan Bradley is. He reminds me of old school, like Davis Love. He's kind of old school golfer.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy, nothing kind of chachi about his clothing.
No, but he.
Right down the middle, playing it safe.
Keegan Bradley makes coffee nervous. Yeah. He is fidgety all over the place. He's a
club spinner.
And then when he's putting, it takes forever because he stands. There's some golfers that are doing this. They're standing on either side of their line, and they're feeling their feet, feeling which way the earth is.
He was doing something where he's standing right next to. Is that what he was doing? Right next to the stick, and he's like, standing there. It's like he's looking at the stick, like, what is he doing?
No, he's feeling.
I've never seen
which
this.
Way the ground, which foot is higher,
oh,
which
okay.
foot is higher. Yeah. Well, isn't it work?
Dude, so if we need to talk about the final round of the Travelers, if any of you want to talk about that,
well,
I've got you covered.
Well, you watched golf yesterday, I was so proud of you.
Yep, I did. And you said, oh, I said, I bet you I'm watching more golf than you because I knew you were watching LSU. You go, yeah, probably. And then you said, I watched all Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What did you think of those rounds? And I said, I gave it a B.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on it when he was 25 under, and the next closest was five back. But, Keegan Bradley doesn't move it for me. Anyway, so, he won. We had some Antonio Brown out there. We had the College World Series, which tonight is you got to watch tonight because you're going to watch Paul Skeens pitch.
Now,
if you haven't seen Paul Skeens,
he's got a mustache, so I better warn you, he has a mustache.
But this dude is probably the number one pick in the draft.
I'd say he's going to
he's
be.
Probably. He probably is the number one pick in the draft. He's pretty good. And the game yesterday was not that great Not that great a game.
Looked like an Angels game.
It did look like 21 runs in two innings for the Angels. Mm-hmm. 21 runs
they're
in two innings.
They're winning 23 to nothing after four after innings three. Or three innings?
After three.
Over the weekend, they ended up winning a game 25-1, 25-2. But, yeah, LSU got pummeled yesterday by Florida, kept pouring it on throughout the game. And then you do have Skeen, who is likely the top pick in the draft. He'll definitely be the – I would think he'd be the top pitcher. I've studied a lot of the high school pitchers getting ready for the baseball draft. He's the best I've seen in my studies this year.
Yeah.
Tyler Skeen or Trevor Skeen.
Paul or something. Yeah.
Yep. He's the best that I've seen.
Skeens. Yeah.
Okay. Skeen?
Yeah, Skeens.
Yep. He's the best.
He's the best that you've seen.
But you're not going to – this will be a lower scoring, I would imagine. Although he is on 3 days rest, so
– Yeah, that's – I don't –
Nobody's ever pitched on 3 days rest. What I've heard in baseball, you can't possibly pitch on 3 days rest.
I think you
can. Against aluminum bats and you know, three days rest is impossible.
I'm pretty sure you can do that. But, okay, all right. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, and I'm going to start it. And it's a big one. It's a big one that you Aggies are going to want to listen. You're going to want to be here for. Yes, it's a big one. I mean, and doesn't get any bigger. So you're going to want to be here, and you got to get in. 713-780-3776. Right now, you and I are talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Billy Brown, and we're talking about the great people over at Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about needing a plumber. I mean, honest to God, I think we've had a house for, I don't know, 30 years here, and never needed a plumber. Never needed one. Then all of a sudden, I needed four in 3 weeks.
Well, but you know, but that's a mistake because you actually did need a plumber the entire time. You just may not have to use it.
Right. I needed a plumber because I did have a tankless water heater before, and I never cleaned it.
Yeah. So who's your? Well, this is the thing. Who's your AC guy? Who's your plumber? Who's your car repair person? That's always a really important thing. I've got my cars with Gulf Coast, and I've got an air conditioning person, but. The plumber was the last piece of the puzzle for me because it's somebody you really need that because you need to have a plumber. Even if you don't need them, you need to know you have someone you can trust because if you don't, all of a sudden you're going to make the mistake I made, which is going with a company that I didn't really know and they had all the leverage because I had a major issue and I ended up paying too much for a job that didn't get done correctly. But with Aqueduct Plumbing Company, John, they actually get it done correctly the first time. And they don't even charge you for coming out to diagnose the problem.
No, they're great. They're wonderful. I love everything about Aqueduct Plumbing, and you will too. If you need a plumber, there's one place to call. Put this in your phone, 281-488-6238. Aqueduct Plumbing, 281-488-6238.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Sports Scooby Snacks.
This sure is a creepy place.
Yeah.
Preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I learned something, and I only get one sentence, so I'm going to have to make it concise. And you're gonna have to stay with us because I'm gonna have to explain it in the next segment because I only have one sentence and here it is. I want to congratulate the Texas A&M Aggies on their 2012 national championship in football.
2012 is that the year Johnny? That's the year Johnny had a great year. I thought they finished fifth in the.
No, they didn't.
I thought they finished
fifth.
They
won it all.
They did?
That's all I can say. I can't explain it right now.
Will you explain it at 8?
At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But I can't right now because I only get one sentence.
I would like to...
What did you learn this weekend?
I learned that another Greek restaurant in town tried to give me so much food on my order, so many slices of gyro that I believe they were actually trying to kill me because they knew I would try to eat it. And I think it was an intentional effort to kill me.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have died
apparently,
by gyro.
Greek restaurants.
Okay, you can't say any more. You get one sentence. That's all. Yeah, a lot of people have been tried to be killed by gyro. I know that. So lamb. Lamb is a killer. It's one of the leading causes of death in Greece. Let's go. 713. Julian was first. What did you learn this weekend, Julian?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned that my daughter, Carter, is a goon at Uno.
A goon at what? At Uno. Oh, wow.
She's
at Uno.
An Uno goon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Good for her.
That's good.
Everybody's got to have a talent. That's going to make her a lot of money. Let's get Philip in here. Hey, Philip.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Don't get me wrong. I love The Wrench, but John Clay Wolf show is the best show on the station.
Uh-oh. How about that?
John Clay Wolf. Let me tell you, it's a different kind of show.
It's a different kind of show. And, oh, by the way, he says stuff the rest of us can't.
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not. It really isn't. Ocho, ¿qué pasó, Ocho? Dime algo en un frase.
Yeah, I learned that if Marcus Sasser can get drafted in the first round, then I definitely chose the wrong profession.
Well, you learned that last week on Thursday, but okay. Sometimes, hey, I like the weekend to start on Thursday night, so I'm good with that.
No, that's fine.
Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Tony Allen and Marcus Smart have a lot in common. Both played college basketball at Oklahoma State. Both drafted by the Boston Celtics. And then both traded to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
That's all accurate. Yes.
It is.
You just made an accurate statement.
You did make an accurate statement. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Tom is always good. Tom always got something good from the weekend. I hope he had a big one. Hey, Tom, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that when you get a restricted call, it's after 7 o'clock at night on a Friday, it's going to be your crazy ex-girlfriend.
How does it show up? I'm curious how it shows up as restricted. Does it say restricted?
I don't know about that. I don't know
like
what's restricted.
Like an unknown caller, probably.
Like she's a free agent, but she's restricted free agent?
Well, no, not like that. Like it's unknown caller. They don't want their number out.
Yeah,
they don't want their number out.
I got you.
They want you to pick up.
I never pick up unknown caller, do you?
I typically don't, but I found out that sometimes it's radio shows I have to do or whatever.
Oh.
So sometimes, yeah. I'm a sucker. I still get... Hello?
Gracias, yo ahora me daba in Spanish or...
I get Chinese a lot because I'm in the community.
I get Chinese too.
Yeah.
I get Chinese too.
I think it's Chinese.
I don't claim to be in the, quote unquote, in the community.
But I'm in the community. But, La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G. Lanzerline, ¿qué pasó? Gentlemen, you know how I'm gonna make a quick comment. You know how you insult somebody or say their mama's fat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I learned is that in the future, kids are gonna be insulting each other. Well, at least my mama don't got an OnlyFans account. Hey, Wayne.
There are a lot of mamas out there on OnlyFans accounts now.
I know.
That's a way to it's a way to feed the family.
Yeah. It does more than feed the family.
No, it does more than feed the family.
I mean, it's to the point now where I just think, I'm guessing that in 5 years, we will have 10 times the amount of OnlyFans accounts. In general, there will be regular
OnlyFans now is going to replace YouPorn? Because...
I don't know about specific sites,
because it's
John.
Live. Because it's live, right?
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
They do stuff
They do things. Because I was looking at you had that story about the Mormon lady who church was like, we want her out or whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
You did that News of the Weird, and so I looked her up, and it goes to a page. It's not her OnlyFans. I didn't want to click on that on this computer.
Yeah.
But I clicked another link, and it says free media information. I'm like, oh, let's see what kind of pictures she's putting out there. It'll be busty stuff. And I was like, hey,
whoa.
This is actual hardcore stuff.
I know.
What are we doing? You're not going to stick around in that church. No wonder they're so mad at you.
Well, she says she belongs because she's just feeding her family. Seems like she's feeding a lot.
D- don't. I know exactly what you want to say. I don't know how you're going to say it, but I know what you want to say. She's feeding.
Let's go.
Don't.
Dr. Dre in here. Dr. Dre, what up? What you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, Double Rise fellas. Hey, I learned this weekend that Dusty Baker isn't into mediocre crackers.
Who's the mediocre crackers?
Chaz. Well,
Chaz, all right.
Chaz is okay, but Dusty ain't about that life, about that. No. Chaz life.
He is not a Chaz.
No, he's not a Chaz guy, that's for sure. And Chandler Rome confirmed. I mean, he said it was pretty well known in the locker room that Dusty doesn't like Chaz McCormick.
That's wild.
Okay.
To me. I mean, but it also makes me wonder what is, like, that's not coming out of nowhere. Chandler must have done something to make him upset.
Chaz.
I mean, not Chandler. Yeah, well, Chandler, too.
Chandler upsets him also.
Yeah, Chaz for sure has made him upset somehow.
Yeah.
He might have got lippy. He might have. I don't know what he did, but he did something to tick off that.
All right, you better
and
hurry.
Jake, and he likes.
He loves Jake.
You sure about that, Drake? Because he likes Jake just
and
fine.
And that's an average white guy, too.
Yeah.
You better hurry in. 713-780-3776. Chris, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that grown men will still throw hands during the playoffs of slow pitch softball.
Wow.
I've seen grown men
throwing hands in slow pitch softball?
I've been at a field where that's happened.
I played a lot.
It's chirping.
I used to play 3-4 nights a week. I've never seen a fight.
Depends on if beer. It doesn't need to have beer involved a lot of times. Guys get. There's always. Slow pitch softball is way more competitive. It's a lot of former red ass baseball players playing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Red ass baseball players are the quickest to want to scrap.
I don't know. I've never seen that. I never saw. Well, I don't know, man. It's a different world out there. You throwing hands at a slow pitch softball game? Come on. You got to get some priorities, brother. Get some priorities. All right. Well done, people. 713-780-3776. I'll explain. The Aggie National Championship.
I explained how I almost died.
And you can explain how you almost died. That'll happen next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now you explain Stephen Shell to everybody.
So I'll explain what Texas Custom Patios is. It's I understand the name Texas Custom Patios. Frankly, I feel like patios is too small a word for what they build. It's not. They can build something small for you, but typically what they're going to build is something that's really baller. I mean, they use natural stone. They let you pick out the granite for the countertops that you're going to have, the stone. Of course, they're great guides. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, and I just rely on their design team to say, this is what we really recommend for what your house is and what it looks like. And when you get done, so once you have that in place, if you're getting kitchens, they'll show you a list of all the appliances. They have access to a lot of the best appliances out there. You get your big screen TV set up. Your sound system is up in the roof. And what happens is you have a full-scale high-end living room basically outside, and that includes open concept kitchen if that's what you're looking for. And it's amazing the amount of joy that you can get from that, whether you're watching your football games, baseball, basketball. You could be out watching a movie, sharing family time, having the fellas over, doing your fantasy draft out there. Whatever it is that you can imagine, depending on your space, you can end up making some great memories. And time is too short on this earth to not enjoy your life. It's time for you to enjoy your life. Take some of your money and look into investing in yourself and into your home with Texas Custom Patios. It's TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to the website to see some before and afters that will blow you away. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this place.
What is this place?